For gambling expansion, the writing has been on the wall for some time. There's no legislative agreement on how or even if to allow resort casinos in the state. And talks on preserving the state's critical gambling relationship with a Seminole tribe have yet to yield a new agreement. Gambling Committee Chairman Garrett Richter broke the news to his Senate colleagues late last week.
Reaching consensus on a 400-page gaming reform bill just is not in the cards.
But Richter said there is still one more job for his committee. It will be tackled this week.
We need to keep trying to find a graceful transition away from greyhound racing.
Once a popular betting and spectator pastime in Florida, dog racing has been in steady decline. It hangs on mostly because of laws that require dog racing at tracks that also offer slot machines and card rooms, and in spite of persistent reports that some dogs are neglected and abused. Before Richter's committee this week is one bill by Democrat Maria Sachs that would allow operators to end dog racing and still keep their slots and card tables. And there's another that requires reporting when racing dogs are injured. Sponsor Eleanor Sobel, a Hollywood Democrat, says the dogs should not be raced.
By looking at the number of injuries, we will see how they can be kept safe.
Seven states still allow greyhound racing. Of the 24 tracks still operating in the U.S., 13 of them are in Florida. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.